Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We are live at the Side Piece in downtown Nashville, corner of 2nd and Commerce. Come on in, eat some food, great pizza, spaghetti, potato pancakes. I was just eating, was very good. So come by, check it out. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McKay. Brandon Bigsby, a.k.a. Brando, on the ones and twos back at the studio. Paul Kuharski has put it out that out for the Titans on Sunday, Kendall Brooks, Xavier Woods, and Elik Iomanner.
Ooh, who's the first guy?
Kendall Brooks.
What does he play? Sorry.
He guest starred on 90210 right. back in the day. I have no idea.
Oh, man.
So.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, I mean, safety. Okay.
Yeah, he is safety for the Titans.
Thank you, Brando. Appreciate you. Safety for the Titans. Well, I mean, that's another guy I've never heard of, but got to go out the games. No matter what happens, the game's still kicking off at noon on Sunday, so you got to get players out there to go.
Joey from Gallatin on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can weigh in at 615-737-1025. He says, okay, damn it, I'm calling it. Tutu needs a statue now. Make it happen, Chase. I'll see what I can do.
You got power. Make it happen.
We'll ask Sean Henry when he comes on at 2:30. Like, can we get Tutu's a statue?
I think statue, you know how I feel about statues. I'm not a statue kind of guy unless you absolutely, like Pekka, that's a no-brainer. If it's 97%, it's got to be 100% across the board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It can't be 97, 98%. That is one.
I think he should be a consideration for the Golden Hall based on some of the things we brought up in the interview of he was that first rock star that this team had.
Sure.
Was he the best player? No. But he was the first player of Inuit descent to play in the National Hockey League. He obviously brought notoriety there, but he was a fan favorite. He put a lot of butts in the seats.
He did.
And anytime he was on the ice, everybody stood, and what'd you hear?
Yep, every time. I like to see him and Paul Kariya go in.
I would agree on both of those.
Because Kariya, I never forget, Pete Weber, when Kariya signed, Pete Weber said, now the Predators are on the map.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't know what that means. And I realized, oh, I know what it means. I mean, it's a free agent guy choosing Nashville. And so Tutu and Paul Kariya, I think, should absolutely go in.
I think Barry Trotz and Peter Laviolette should both be considered at some point in time for off-the-ice guys. I think player-wise, Kariya, Mike Fisher, obviously. We know Roman Josi will be one. I think Philip Forsberg will be one. On down the line, I think Tomas Vokoun should certainly be one and considered for it. David Legwand's going to – a lot of people are going to
– got to put him in.
And I think for that very reason, people are going to argue about it. I think eventually, yeah. I mean, he was the first draft pick, and he held a lot of records.
He did.
Up until, you know, recently. Martin Erat's one to consider, J.P. Dumont.
Brian Finley.
Brian Finley. I don't know about
that. Why am I laughing? I mean, he got drafted higher than I ever did. So
yeah, yeah. So
you hit and miss on those guys. I don't see Tutu for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, and that's going to be a really cool thing to see kind of as it goes along of, you know, do you consider a Kimmo Timonen, another one of those that was kind of a pillar.
Yeah.
Scotty Hartnell. Preds fans aren't going to like this. Maybe some people in the Preds aren't going to like this. Ryan Suter was pretty damn good for this team, too. You may not like how he left.
Right.
But
well, that's a good one.
But, I mean, he was pretty good. So, I think that is an interesting one, too. Caleb had texted in earlier, Chase, with the stadium thing with Amy Adams Strunk happening recently, can you discuss the fact that the stadium won't meet the minimum seating requirements to host the Super Bowl? Do they have a way to accommodate that many for the Super Bowl and the regular seating won't be that high? Thoughts? I think nowadays they can put temporary seating in, and if Goodell's saying that it's good for a Super Bowl and Nashville needs a Super Bowl, I don't think that's a problem.
Well, Mike Organ wrote a big piece about that in the Tennessean this week about all those, and as a bad friend, I didn't read the article, but I know he put it out there. I don't think it matters anymore. I think so much corporate money poured. Look, you ain't going to the Super Bowl unless you've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it ain't going to be $90. It's going to be maybe $900 for an upper deck seat. If you want to go, that's fine. But the Super Bowl ain't made for the common man, John Conley, anymore. It's not.
Yeah.
It's made for corporate bigwigs. You look at all those games. And if you want to pay all the money to go, more power to you.
So there was a time in my career that I was like, I want to cover a Super Bowl. I want to go and do the whole week and do the game. And, you know, like if the Titans got there and, like, my dream would be it was Titans-Cowboys and all that stuff. Now I'm kind of like, I don't know if I care as much.
Because you know the work you got to put in.
Like, I'd probably be – I mean, and I'm not afraid of work. But, like, I see people that have done it. And how exhausted they are,
right.
You know? I mean, you haven't covered one, have you?
Titans.
Oh, 99. Yeah.
A lot of work. I mean, it is a lot of work, and you get little sleep, and the reward is you don't get to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You don't?
Yeah.
I mean, your media pass gets you in a room to watch the Super Bowl. So you're not even in there. And that's the thing. It's like, I want the Super Bowl and the media days and the – no, none of that happens.
Yeah.
It's a whole other world, so.
Yeah. 0970 says for the talking about the Golden Hall, Steve Sullivan. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, right.
Sully would definitely be one of those. Ricky says you don't build a stadium of that kind of money not knowing you'll get a Super Bowl. Are people crazy? Yeah, they're gonna get one. I mean,
yeah. What's first, Super Bowl or a college football playoff game?
I think the first major thing will be WrestleMania. I think
that will go to Saudi Arabia. You said,
yeah, but I still think it'll come here. Vince always had, and obviously Vince isn't in charge anymore, but Vince always had a deal where when a new stadium would open, he'd want to beat the NFL and put Mania in it first before the Super Bowl. So that'd be one. I think Super Bowl. I think Super Bowl before college football playoff. Because it would be the –
Not the championship game, but a playoff game.
I don't think so. Unless like you have to expand the playoffs enough where they would consider the Music City Bowl to be a part of it.
Right.
But I mean, I think if you expand enough, then you could go two rounds at home sites.
True. Yeah, you could do that.
Which I'd rather see that.
Super Bowl this year is in San Francisco. Super Bowl in 26 is in Los Angeles. Super Bowl 27 season is Atlanta. After that, they don't know.
I thought New Orleans was supposed to have one.
It's the Super Bowl. What's the LX? 50, 60?
I don't know.
60, yeah.
They didn't even try to teach us this in school.
Levi Stadium, February 8th, 2026. February 14th, 2027, SoFi. February 2028, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So 29 is the earliest one.
And I feel like I've seen rumors on that one. But, here's a good one. 2181. Super Bowl before a Titans playoff game in the new stadium.
That's Super Bowl. This team ain't winning a playoff game for a couple years at least.
Well, let alone hosting one. They haven't won a playoff game since, I guess, what, 2019 was?
The Baltimore game.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was there.
That was it, yeah. Patriots and the Ravens and the loss of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's – that's a great question, man. I don't think they get a Super Bowl until at least 30 or 31, but it'll happen.
Yeah. Well, and more coming from the side piece. Coming up next, we'll tell you more about this great place that's new here in Nashville, and also Sean Henry to join us at the bottom of the hour. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5 The Game.
Back to the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Side Piece on Second Commerce, downtown Nashville. We're joined now by John and Dorothy Flisk, the owners of the Side Piece. Good afternoon, my friends.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Doing great.
All right, so Dorothy, we'll start with you ladies first. The Side Piece, fantastic. For those who don't remember, this is where Sbarro was, right?
Yes, correct.
So how long has this been the Side Piece, and things are going great? I mean, the food's so good, but the change from Sbarro to Side Piece, how that began, happened, and what's happening now?
So it was Sbarro's was in my family since 1992 in this location. So I took it over when my uncle passed in 2020, and we were originally back to Sbarro's, and then when the bomb hit in 2020, decided to add a bar to it. So that was the side piece. I asked John if that was okay if I named it the side piece.
And John, you said,
hey, like, let's do it.
So, that's a great name.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we see the construction down here. All that's going on. We're making progress. You guys are open.
Yep.
Frustrating. I know it's not your fault, but you see, can you see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Absolutely. I believe so, yeah. I mean, I think once we get all this construction here on Commerce
Second.
Street, or on Second here, cleaned up, I think that's going to help things a lot. I think it's just been kind of a rough time just because everybody's back in school. The bachelorette party season's kind of winding down a
right.
little bit. So I think, you know, once we can get past the holidays, it'll be good. And then make it to spring break, I think we're going to have lines out the door.
I love it. I mean, the food is fantastic.
Well, thank
you. Is it okay people remember, this is the old Sbarro location, right?
Of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so Pizza Pizzazz was originally my grandfather's, and so I brought that back when Sbarro's and I parted ways. So, and did a different recipe, all as you tasted, just different.
So good.
The dough is made fresh every day, and everything is, you know.
You can get Sbarro's anywhere. You can't get Pizza Pizzazz anywhere else but here on the 200
right.
Commerce Street. So it's special.
So spaghetti, I had that. It was all over my face earlier, and I was able to wash it off. But, I mean, the menu is fantastic with pizza and spaghetti and stromboli and everything else there.
Yeah.
How important is it to kind of keep that still going?
Good. I mean, I think, you know, that side, the Pizza Pizzazz side, will do really well, too, especially when people have a few drinks later on. It's always nice to be able to come get some food to fill your belly so you're feeling good when you go home. And you're able to make it home safely.
There we go.
After a rough night on Broadway.
John, yes. location. I mean, you're at the corner of Second Commerce.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think we could ask for a better spot.
No, if you're at the corner of 13th and Dubin, nobody goes there. But Second
yeah.
Commerce, I mean, this is perfect.
Yeah. No. And, like, you know, everybody parks in the parking garage right here. When they come out here, we're the first thing they see, all these, you know, big open windows here. So everybody gets to look in and see what's going on here. So I couldn't ask for a better spot.
And I think... Guys, we're talking to John and Dorothy Flisk, the owners of the Side Piece on Second Commerce. I think there's a lot of sentiment for you guys after what you went through with the bombing, and I think people want to come down
for sure.
and help out. And you said earlier, a lot of people still think that whole road's closed, and it's not, right?
Right. Yeah, no, they're definitely open, and they're trying to open by the end of the year as far as the city goes. They definitely are out there working all the time, but it was a lot. You know, the bomb took did a lot of damage. This took a little while to get up and running. There was a lot of heart and soul put into this location. Every piece, every detail was picked out. And, you know, just to make sure that, you know, people know we love it.
It's been 5 years, of working on this piece by piece, really.
Right.
So, I mean, just a little bit at a time, just kind of hacking away at it. And, I mean, there was a couple times, about year two into it, like, man, maybe we shouldn't do this. But, we said, nope, we're going for it. So,
you told me earlier you were out of town when the bombing happened.
Yeah, we were back up at home in Chicago, and we got a call from the manager of the store here, and just kind of, and he was kind of in mass hysteria.
Patrona, the bomb! I'm like, what bomb?
What bomb? Right?
Yeah. I'd have been watching the TV.
Yeah, we had
you're
the TV up.
Yeah,
and we turned the TV on and to the first local news station, and it was a helicopter flying over downtown, and talking about everything, and we're like, wait a minute, is that us on the corner? Oh no, okay. All right. Well, we were talking about remodeling. I guess now's our chance.
Right.
So
when you first came back and saw the damage up and down Second Avenue, what was your reaction?
It was crazy. It was otherworldly. Walking through here, stepping on all the glass, the FBI calling. It was just, and then we had gone on vacation and. They were calling while we're in the FBI's call. We're at the pool, and they're like,
the
"Is it okay if we go into your store?" I'm like, "Of course, you can go into the store."
Right.
And I think you were on speakerphone, and it was like, "This is Agent Smith from the FBI," and everybody around the pool is kind of looking at us like, "What's going on?
What's happening here?"
Yeah.
What was the moment in the last 5 years where you knew you were going to be okay?
There's been a lot of moments where I was like, "I don't know." Like I feel to him, I was like, I don't know if it's worth it. It's just cost so much money. But, I just really think this is going to be a great location. I think this is going to do very well. I think it's a great Second Avenue, as all the locals know, is kind of where everyone went. You know, used to have Spaghetti Factory and all these other places
right.
that were always here, Melting Pot, all them. And now it's just, we're back. So we hope everyone comes to visit. We have a great other menu with the side piece. We have a lot of other fun, classic dishes like meatloaf and chicken pot pie, just to kind of bring it home. And so people can get like a meal down here for not crazy prices.
Well, I think it's a great destination before a concert.
Absolutely.
This is perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The food's good. The ambiance is great. And it's all good. John, what was it for you, the moment we're like, all right, we're going to be okay?
Probably when we opened 5 weeks ago.
We got it now.
Yeah, we had to pinch ourselves a couple times like, this is, we're open. We're open. Really? Okay. This is not a dream. So, yeah, I'd say probably in the moment where we said, come on in, everybody. It's official. So
I love it. Dorothy, what are the hours?
So pretty much we're open every day. We are closing Tuesdays for a short time, but 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. pretty much most days of the week.
Does John get the 2 a.m. shift?
Yeah, the other night he did. Yeah. Honestly, that was rough.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, I've spent many a dollar at this location at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock in the morning. So I know it's good food. I know it's fun. And so all the good things. Much success. Thank you for letting us come here today.
Thank
the side
you.
Piece, Second Commerce. The food's great. The building looks fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
I mean, it looks really like nothing ever happened. So
that's good.
Yeah, I mean, even you, Dorothy, went down to some antique shops and just found some really unique pieces, like on the wall over there. Those are from Vanderbilt.
Oh, nice.
From a dorm built in the 1940s. So that was kind of the theme of here is the 1940s. All the chandeliers are from
the 40s.
That 30s and 40s, and to just kind of bring classic back home.
The doors here and the doorknobs.
They're all
from an antique store here.
Yep.
And look at you guys, open and still going on. That's
rocking.
Great. John and Dorothy, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Come to the side piece, Second Commerce. You know exactly where this is with the old Sabaro location. A lot of fun. So John and Dorothy Flisk, the owners of Side Piece, with all that. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. Sean Henry from the Nashville Predators will join us. It was a big week for the Nashville Predators last week from Sweden, and a big week going forward. We'll talk to Sean coming up next. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel on 102.5 The Game.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're downtown at the Side Piece, new place here at the corner of 2nd and Commerce. And we say hello now to the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, who is back from Sweden, and I know that that was a fun trip. But first, Sean, how you doing? Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, I'm doing really well. I am back from Sweden, but I'm up in New York right now for some meetings. So I, too, am in a bar like you guys.
Nice. I feel like, look, we've all been around this long enough. Some of the best meetings take place at the bar. Right? They just do. A lot of work gets done there, so I understand how that goes. What's going on in New York?
So we came up here for a few meetings, and tonight we have a big celebration. Kyle Clayton, one of our executive vice presidents, being honored by the Sports Business Journal as one of the top 40 business executives in all sports. So it's pretty exciting.
Very cool. Congratulations to Kyle on that, and I know you have to be excited to be up there. Earlier in the show, we had one of the all-time favorites in Smashville, Jordan Tutu, on the program to talk about his documentary that's debuting tomorrow. He's a special guy. He has a special place in Smashville history, and I think it's so cool that he's debuting his documentary in Smashville tomorrow.
You know, I'm really sad about it, so I'm going to miss it, and I missed him today too. But he is such a special person, isn't he? He and his wife are inspirational. The fact that they share their story so publicly so they can help some other people, it's just incredible. And you're right, I think he's one of our most popular players ever, if not the most popular, because of the way he played, but then the way he addressed his own issues, and it's just so wonderful.
He's got my vote as one of the future members of the Golden Hall, just so you know.
He has mine, too, so it's just a matter of time, because there are certain players, whether they played 1,000 games here or probably 400 or so for Jordan, some just really have a different impact on people, and he made a lot of people fall in love with our game in our city. And, I remember when I was in Tampa still hearing that stupid whistle. I hated it. then you get here and you're like, oh, my gosh, I love the guy. I love everything about him. The way he fell in love with his teammates, stuck up for them, and then was just so open about, how he was living his life. He's such a unique person. I really, really just love being around him and his wife and his kids.
He did say at the end of the interview that tomorrow he's going to walk in Barry Trotz's office and say, sign me up, that he's got a couple games left in him. He wants to help the boys out and lay a couple of big hits. So maybe that's something they need tomorrow.
I would be all in for that. And I remember I was still in Tampa. Cody was still in Dallas. And Jordan hit. It wasn't Mike Modano. The better story was Mike Modano. I forget who he hit. I was in the meeting of 2 weeks later when the Stars complained about the way the Predators kept showing the hit on the screen, a Fang Vision, over and over and over and over again. It was awesome. It was absolutely great. He had some hits that just make you remember that game. Whether the team won or lost, it didn't matter. He did some things on the ice that were just so much fun.
That was, well, the one hit was Stefan Robitaille. That was kind
there
of the...
That's
it, yeah.
He really complained to the league that we were a classless organization. I wasn't here then for showing it over and over again. If you know anything about the Stars, they've always been the most aggressive users of their Jumbotron of anyone out there. So I remember being a non-interested party thinking it was so amusing that the Stars were complaining about someone else having some fun with a big hit.
We're talking to Sean Henry, who is the charter member of the Handsome Over 50 Club, brought to you by Cromwell Media. So congrats, Sean.
Wow.
You know, it's so funny. I'm so jealous of Kyle for being under 40. And I'm not bragging, but he brought it up. I won the same award, but sadly, it was like 20 years ago. That's how old I
am. Sorry about that. We had Scott Hamilton.
With a walker and a cane.
Hey, it only gets better from there.
Jeff Rubin's got to drop some names, guys. There you go.
Wait, well, that's what we like to do. Well, we had Scott Hamilton on the show yesterday, and I know the event on Sunday, it's important to you, the Nashville Predators, the community. And that event on Sunday is so cool because it's unlike anything you'll see in the world. Sean, you know this. I mean, the music, the skating, all one afternoon at Bridgestone Arena, it truly is a special event.
Yeah, it really is. I remember when we first started talking about it years and years ago, and Scott was trying to describe what he thought we could do. And you scratch your head, but you love new things and unique things. So, of course, the answer is yes, and the cause is incredible. But the show is so great. If you have a chance to go, just get out there and go. Because it's so unique. You see some of the greatest skaters in the world, and then you see that live music to it, which, as a figure skater, as a non-musician, you don't realize how difficult it is to coordinate live music with live skating. But they do it, and it's fun, it's personable. And you feel so close to the action because the glass comes out. You feel like you're in a theater with these incredible skaters on the ice. And it's something to see. It really is. And the best part about it is the generations of skaters that all come because they love Scott Hamilton. They all owe him a debt of gratitude for what he did for the sport.
Oh, not that. That too. But also knowing that you're there, you're raising money for cancer research. So, I mean, it truly is a win-win in every aspect of what an event should be.
Yeah, and you think about our collective lives, the three of us, we've never accomplished anything. What has Scott Hamilton done, right? He wins gold medals and he beats cancer. And that's not enough for him. Now he wants to make sure he can wipe cancer out for others as well. I mean, what a generous spirit he is. I mean, Smashville's lucky. The day he decided to move here, we all won.
No doubt about that. Sean Henry is with us. So how was Sweden? I know it took one of the two games, which was a fun ending for sure, but how was the trip overall for you?
That was incredible. It was magical. I mean, from a personal standpoint, my two sons came with us. My two grandkids came. My wife came. My daughter-in-law, my future daughter-in-law. To see so many family members over there from our players and our staff. It's just one of those very unique things. And Stockholm is absolutely beautiful. I've never been there before. It was a magical trip. And ideally, it's one of those ones where, the team click a few different touch points there. And ideally, the next, five, six, seven games, you start seeing a different result. Because that's what those trips do. It allows the guys to bring themselves together in a different fashion. And I think everyone played a little differently for Philip and Willsby because it was their home games. It was just a lot of fun to see a lot of the Finns families come down for it as well. But I can't even imagine how many tickets that Philip bought. But I think he's near bankrupt now because everyone in that building had a number 9 jersey on.
Oh, yeah. And look, I know you had to enjoy the, seeing the emotions out of him. And obviously Willsby too, but Phillip being the, you know, the veteran and the star that he is, like, you could tell he was touched by seeing and hearing the support in his home country.
Yeah, he really was. And when he scored that goal, like, I love everything about Phillip and his wife and his son Felix and his whole family. He scored that goal. Do you realize what he did? He skated right to where our fan section was and jumped on the boards and gave him a fist pump. And it was electric because, you know, we had, I don't even know, 300 fans or so that made the trip over there. The fan trip is special. Our sponsors were over there. And it was just a cool, cool thing for him to realize those fans were there for him. And then for Willsby, he's actually from Stockholm, which, you know, is a big city in the country. And there were so many of his family members there. They both had family members that saw them playing the NHL for the first time. They never had a chance to come over here and see him play. That's pretty special. And to see the guys play for them the way they did, it just shows what a cohesive team we have.
I noticed you got out of town when all the hard work had to be done for the CMA Awards.
First of all, Joe, I was there on Monday and Tuesday, but truth be told, you're absolutely right. I was not there for the hard work. And then I bailed out when they're trying to get us ready for hockey again tomorrow, coming up here for New York. So that show was amazing. Sarah Trahern, the CEO of the CMAs, is a good friend of ours. And I just love the way she takes on our building and approaches it and creates one of the greatest live events in the world. And it's hard to create a live event in arena and a great TV product. But somehow she does both. And I don't know which is better, watching on TV or watching in person, but they're both very special. And she shines a spotlight on Nashville that, you know, other cities are jealous of.
What's it like when every eye of the entertainment world is on your building?
You know what? I always say we're all 12 years old, right? And it's really fun for me to get texts from all my friends from my past, growing up in New York, moving to Michigan, St. Louis, Tampa, D.C., and then now here. You know, oh my gosh, are you there? And my mother, who I'll see tomorrow morning, by the way, doesn't know I have a job. You know, I'm the youngest of six. She's not really sure if I make a living. But when the CMAs come on, she's like, oh my gosh, that's your building. Did they let you go? And there's something special about your own mom realizing, wow, that's pretty special. And it is. It's the whole industry wakes up and looks at what we're doing, you know, every November, and they're like, man, I wish we were there. Only in Smashville, as we say, and that is definitely an Only in Smashville event. And, yeah, I'm fortunate. I'm get a chance to walk around a little bit, talk to some people. But when you pop backstage and you see the performers and their families, and I always go back to the family side of it, and you see someone's mother or grandmother or kids looking at their father or mother or whatever it may be, it's just really, really special to see people, you know, have a spotlight on them and then shine it.
We haven't talked to you.
It looks like the bar tab is coming, and the five guys I'm with don't have arms long enough to reach their pockets.
well, let you.
No. One more quick question. We haven't talked to you since the SNL skit on the Nashville Predators, which was hilarious. I'm sure you've heard from so many people about that, haven't you?
You know what? I loved it. You know, that night, you got to watch it live. And, you know, it's an old joke, obviously, right? I mean, oh, yeah, you know, our mascot drives around in a white van, right? Blah, 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 blah. Always looking for puppies, giving away candy. But what I love about that skit and the way I think we reacted to it was, yeah, we are in the community. We're at playgrounds and schools, and we're proud of it. The Preds are in the community. The Preds are everywhere, all the time. And make fun of us all you want. The fact is, as a sports team, we're in the community. We're in schools. We're at the shelters more than any team in the country.
Yep.
If you want to have some fun with that, awesome. But while you're doing that, it's drawing a spotlight to the fact that our team is very special.
Sean, well said. Appreciate it. And if you run into Brian Cashman, you know, hopefully he can help your team out.
Yeah, I'm not at a loss for words very often, but right now the Yankees and I might be on a small break, just so we all know. And I don't know if I would turn to that executive for help changing a tire. So
I feel you on that. Appreciate it as always. Enjoy New York. We'll see you soon.
See you guys. Thank you so much. See you soon at Hamilton's event.
Absolutely. Sean Henry, CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program live from New York. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is in celebrity birthdays. Chase and Big Joe live at the Side Piece downtown, 102.5 The Game. On this Friday, live at the Side Piece downtown, corner of 2nd and Commerce. And I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin, Brandon Bigsby, a.k.a. Brando, with us on the program. And with that, it is time for what day is it? And celebrity birthdays.
All right, what day is it? Filling in for the very amazing Dr. Crane today. All right, what day is it? It's a picture of a moose in a lake. It's Alice Scatolo Day. I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
So also False Confession Day, National Cranberry Day. You're big on cranberries, Chase.
No, that's the band, the Cranberries.
Brando's all about National Gingerbread Day. You like that?
Okay,
nice. You make good gingerbread houses, Brandon, so keep it going. National Stuffing Day.
Okay, yeah.
Pumpkin Pie Day.
Ooh, love a good pumpkin pie.
World Television Day.
We like that.
And it's also Geography Awareness Week. Do you know where you are?
Okay.
You do not. All right, that's it. All right, Brandon, you ready for celebrity birthdays?
Yes, sir. Ready to roll.
All right, Brandon, you're going to go first on this one, all right? Our first birthday today, how old is Earl the Pearl Monroe, the great basketball player?
Ooh.
You ever heard of him?
Yeah, I have, actually. Earl the Pearl. Let me go 77.
74.
81. Chase, you're up. The great Cornbread Maxwell, former Celtics legend. How old's Cornbread Maxwell?
81.
84.
70. Brando, you're up. Troy Aikman.
Oh.
Troy Aikman, 55.
58.
59. Chase on the board. Chase, you go first now. The kid, Ken Griffey Jr.
56.
Say 53.
56, exactly. 3-0. Brando, you get to go. Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan, we'll go 51.
53.
54. Chase up 4-0. Chase, you get to go now. Goldie Hawn.
The great Goldie Hawn. 78.
I'm not sure who Goldie Hawn is, to be honest. 72.
She's 80. Chase up 5-0. All right, Brandon, you should get this one because this is your favorite singer. How old is Carly Rae Jepsen?
Call me baby.
Yeah. Let's go 38.
36.
40. Brando's on the board. Nice. 5-1. All right. Chase, get to go now. How old is Marlo Thomas? Used to be married to Phil Donahue. Her dad is Danny Thomas and started St. Jude. Marlo Thomas.
66.
I'm going to go a little older. 71.
88. Pretty close there, both you guys. Brandon, get to go now. How old is contemporary Christian singer Stephen Curtis Chapman, who lives here in town?
Stephen Curtis Chapman, say 52.
56.
63. Chase, you get to go. Singer Bjork. I know you and her had a fling one time when she wore the peacock feathers to the Grammys.
Yeah. That's that kind of ended it for us.
Big time.
Yeah, you told me to.
You called me and was like, look, I got peacock feathers in my shorts. I'm like, Chase.
33.
55.
She's 60.
Wow.
No idea Bjork was 60. Her ex-husband's also Bjorn Bjork, the golfer, the tennis player. I'm kidding, it's not. Just go with you. Good Lord, man. Not a lot of birthdays. All right, Brando. Sam Palladio from the TV show Nashville.
Sam Palladio, 43.
45.
39. And one more birthday a lot of people have never heard of. TV personality Rib Hillis from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Chase, you get to go.
61.
Man, I couldn't tell you. 77. Why not?
55. Last one. Brando, this is the last one. Rapper Pretty Lou of the Lost Boys. How old is he today?
42.
51.
54. It's over. Chase wins 5-1. Brando, you put up a fight, though, buddy. Proud of you. You didn't get shut out, Brandon. You didn't get shut out.
I'll take that.
Yeah. That was that is going to do it for us today. Thanks to the Side Piece for having us. A great place. Come by and see. It's a great place. Come by and see him at the corner of 2nd and Commerce. And also this weekend at the Predators game, Hockey Fights Cancer Night. And I know they're honoring a lot of people, but obviously we're thinking about Willie, as his late wife Erin will be honored. She, along with Sheila Crisp, Lexi Rogers, and Craig Partner Ball, will have their pictures on UC Soros mask tomorrow. I know Chris Mason and the other broadcasters presented Willie with a belt that was named in Erin's honor and had Erin's picture on it. We love you, Willie, and thinking about you and the kids. And hopefully tomorrow we'll just continue to spread the word and what Scott Hamilton's doing on Sunday as well. But Hockey Fights Cancer, all these great causes.
Also, yeah, and if you heard our interview with Jordan Tutu, he talked about mental health. He said the main thing about mental health for him and his journey was talking, speaking out, opening up to people about what he was going through, and basically saved his life. And that's our thing every day. If you're going through something, a dark cloud in your journey, you feel like it's rough, please talk to someone. We are always here to talk to you. We're extremely grateful for the men who've reached out to us in the last 2.5 years. We love you, and we're so proud that you are here. And as we tell all the time, Chase and I cannot wait to come to your comeback party. We cannot wait to sit in the front row and celebrate you because you're here and you made it through there. So know that we love you, and more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming your way next on 102.5 The Game.